The roughly 3,500-member-strong Veterans for Peace organization has started a campaign called Veterans Challenge Islamophobia. More than 300 veterans have signed on to the effort, some of whom have made visible appearances at Donald Trump rallies in his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. Brian Trotman of Albany is on VFP's national board and is a campaign committee member. Currently an instructor at Berkshire Community College, Trotman served as an active duty artilleryman in the Army for 4 years and became involved with peace movements during the lead-up to the Iraq invasion in 2003. Trotman spoke with WAMC about the Veterans Challenge Islamophobia campaign.
This is a campaign to speak out against and protest anti-Muslim hate and bigotry, and to defend the values of religious freedom, equality, and individual rights in the U.S. and abroad. These are the very same values we feel as veterans that are embedded in our Constitution and that we as veterans were defending. Many of us believe we were defending when we served in the military. So the Islamophobic hate and bigotry that we've heard in the presidential campaign is one of the main reasons we launched this campaign. Now, it's initiated and coordinated by Veterans for Peace, but we are working very closely with other peace and justice groups, including Iraq Veterans Against the War, IVAW. Now, I'll just throw out some statistics about hate and violence in this country against Muslims, especially since the Paris and San Bernardino attacks. There have been about a tripling of hate crimes against Muslims in this country since those terrible attacks. And certainly we feel at VFP that inciting violence through anti-Muslim rhetoric that we've heard again in the presidential campaign, most especially, most notably by Donald Trump, but also others, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, has contributed to this increase.
Brian, is there something different that you think veterans bring to this effort, especially being that, you know, the U.S. has been involved in conflicts for much of the past two decades in Muslim areas?
Yes, I think we have the experience in terms of understanding the cultural differences and, more importantly, the cultural similarities and the similarities that we all have as human beings. And we feel that our voice can provide perhaps that link to helping folks realize that not supporting anti-Muslim hate and bigotry is something that is a duty of all Americans. And we just feel as veterans that we cannot sit back and allow this to continue. Many of our veterans that are part of our organization are war veterans. They have served in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Vietnam. These folks in particular, I think, have the on-the-ground experience to be able to have some credibility in terms of speaking for tolerance, acceptance. Acceptance is the better word. And advocating the best they can for unity of all human beings.
And now, Brian, some of the supporters of this campaign have been going to some of the Donald Trump rallies and holding signs. What has happened when they've done that?
Yes, thanks for that question. We've had actions that have taken place in South Carolina and most recently in Las Vegas. Members of Veterans for Peace, as well as Iraq Veterans Against the War, have taken part in these protests at events, Donald Trump rallies in particular. Now these veterans who have decided to protest and support our campaign, they have been booed, they have been yelled at, their signs have been taken by members of the audience and also by security. And they've also been asked to leave, or should I say escorted to leave the events in which they were protesting.
And when you hear about that or see that, how does that make you feel?
It's disturbing. It is indeed troubling that we have veterans at events that are attempting to make a statement in support of acceptance and support of kindness and love and respect, and are receiving the reaction that that they are from everyday Americans at these rallies. We don't necessarily expect any better from the candidate, though we would expect better from our fellow Americans at the events that that do know that these individuals are veterans. It's made known that individuals holding these signs are veterans through clothing that they're wearing, also through the signs that they're holding. The signs are very explicit in terms of notifying the event attendees that these are veterans.